listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Hello, world. After a brief hiatus, we are back on the air here on the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular. Technical problems behind us, back here in the Engine Pro Studios in Wyoming, Michigan, getting ready for a big weekend of open wheel racing. The weather's starting to warm up. Some parts of the country might still be waiting for that to happen, but believe it or not, it is getting a tad bit warmer, and right around the horizon, we've got a ton of great racing, including this weekend. Of course, all of our guests tonight will appear on the Rocket Headers Hotline. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, whether you're listening live or if you downloaded the podcast and are listening in your car, on your iPod, maybe on tjslideways.com. Thank you for tuning in. You can always interact with the show. There's several different ways to do so. You can email us any questions, comments, suggestions, anything else via radio at tjslideways.com. Also, we have a Facebook fan page for tjslideways.com. Leave your comments, questions, everything on there. Also, our Twitter account at tjslideways. You're going to want to start following that because our Twitter account always gets busy come summertime. Looks like all the bugs worked out. The show started, which is further we got last week. We decided to do some renovations here in the studio, and everything worked when we tested the dry run of the show and then went to actually do the show last week and had major technical problems. But we did tape an interview with Rex Lejeune from Attica Raceway Park. Some of it's a little bit dated, but mostly we talked about the upcoming Spring Nationals this weekend with the All-Star Circuit of Champions over at Attica Friday and Saturday night. And then also to start the show, Larry Bowes is going to join us from Eldora Speedway. We're going to talk about the upcoming two-day USAC show, the Coca-Cola Classic, Prelude of the Dream, online ticketing, Kings Royal, all things Eldora. We'll probably touch a little bit on last year's little fiasco they had and why maybe people are a little hard on them. And maybe you'll understand why when we get to talking to Larry. He's one of the hardest working guys in motorsports. Always has great perspective. Talks at a lot of promoters things. And we like getting the promoters angle on things here. A lot of the race teams everywhere else. Give you a little different view of what's going on in the racing world. So Rex and Larry are our guests tonight. And then we're going to talk about everything coming up for the weekend. So once again, if you have any comments, questions, anything you want to ask any of our guests tonight, radio at tjslideways.com, at tjslideways on Twitter, the Facebook fan page, tjslideways.com. Now, the latest dirt segment this week,
the latest dirt,
is going to focus on what we have coming up this weekend. A lot of big races. We mentioned the Spring Nationals, the All-Star Circuit Champions, making their first Midwest appearance of the year. This is going to get interesting because the All-Stars are racing with the Outlaws off this weekend. World Outlaws, no race this weekend. And we're already hearing some rumors of who might show up and who may not. Sounds like Casey Ken Racing is going to be in full force at Attica along with Chad coming on. Who knows, by the time this is all said and done, Jack Honchild also going to drive Jamie Miller's car at Attica. So already a few different drivers. I wouldn't be surprised to see a Stevie Smith or someone else pop in there as well. Sam Hafertape Jr. also still tossing around the idea. One of Hafertape's crew guys was emailing me back and forth. They were looking for a list of races, so we gave them our weekend event list a little bit early, and they were looking around for something possibly as a backup. As right now, the weather is in that iffy zone. Now, I hate pondering the weather on Tuesday. It's ridiculous for the weekend, but looking at it, it's that nifty little 40% chance. It's pretty consistent throughout the week. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. Pretty much the same forecast for the entire middle part of the country. And it'll be interesting to see who might squeeze a race in, who might not, or if the forecast changes dramatically over the next couple of days. As we get closer to the weekend, the picture should become a bit clearer. And we'll have to see what happens. And we mentioned also the USAC Sprint Cars making their first Midwest appearance at the Coca-Cola event at Eldora Speedway. Saturday, there is going to be a pit party. A little bit, 1 hour window for you to go to the pit area, meet the drivers. Highly recommend it. This was very popular over the past couple years at Eldora. And the USAC drivers and teams are very accommodating. You're going to enjoy this. It's something you're going to want to do. A really neat deal added to the USAC show. on Saturday night. Now, heading a little bit west, the ALCS Midwest region is going to be at I-80 Speedway for two nights. Granted, this is a regional show, but these two-day shows early in the year at I-80 usually draw some pretty heavy-hitting cards. You get your Brian Browns, maybe like a Terry McCarl or someone like that rolling in there. I wouldn't be surprised to see Lasoski out with that on his schedule. You know, he could pop in at Attica, too. I mean, it just depends on the weather, but I could see him doing that race. He won the NCRA race last weekend, so he's already been doing some 360 racing. And you look at that, and that's always a really big car count, really big show. And it's one to keep your eye on. It's kind of the sleeper race of the weekend. Could end up being one of the bigger car counts you'll see anywhere the entire weekend. And ASCS also has a couple of regional series that are kicking off their inaugural events, the Northern California region and the Warrior region. Now, the Warrior region is just the latest incarnation of the Winged Outlaw Warriors 360 series that ran around Missouri and middle part of the country. And but the Northern California thing is really a different cultural change for them. They've had open 360 racing for a while. It'll be interesting to see how that goes over at Hanford on Friday night. And then the big one, though, Saturday, the Golden State King of West Sprint Car Series opener. Now, this series is the replacement for the Golden State Challenge Series that basically is, you know, for a while, NARC and Golden State Challenge shared the territory, and then Golden State Challenge pretty much took over with the pageant family, and now is incarnated with Dan Simpson, and he has made a very large investment in West Coast Sprint Car Racing. He's brought on several full-time staffers, loads of equipment, promotional items, offices, TV, you know, it's a quite an operation, especially for a regional series. And it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. It's going to be, you know, a real difference. The purses are better. They put together an awesome schedule. I was a little bit skeptical at first when I heard the series. You hear a lot of people want to start series, and people throw money at stuff, and you don't necessarily know how it's going to turn out. Well, Dan Simpson seems to be going pretty well so far, but now the rubber meets the road. They're going to go racing on Saturday night with the Golden State King of West Sprint Car Series, and you will hear about it. They're definitely all over social media, all over our website, and every other website, and every news outlet. You will hear about the series, and it'll be nice to see the West Coast Winged 410s get a little more publicity, because it's kind of a, it was a thriving area for a while. The 410s have suffered a bit out there like they have everywhere else, but they've really kind of shrunk their area. And hopefully with the series, they'll be able to expand their territory a little bit and put something together. Indiana really gets in the swing after last week's No Way Out 40. The real grind of the Indiana season starts this year. Gas City I-69 Speedway opens Friday night. Lawrenceburg Speedway, Dave Rudisill and his great crew, they open the gates on Saturday. Lincoln Park Speedway, though, Saturday has the Racing with D.O. Fest, which will be part racing, part party here on Hot Dog Qualifying. You know, great way to kick off the season over there. And so they're in full swing. And then there's four nights of 410 sprint car racing in central Pennsylvania. Look at it. Williams Grove Friday, Port Royal Lincoln on Saturday, and Susquehanna Speedway also running on Sunday. So that'll be a nice addition, you know, to have the Sunday event. In addition, that also is the opener for the ARDC Midgets. You have the regular 358 show at Steelance Grove. Lernerville's running. Super Sportsman at the Grove on Saturday. Mercer's going to try to get their opener in again. And to throw in more Sunday action, Millstream, Ohio, NRA Sprint Cars. And then, of course, one of our sponsors, the Must-See Racing Extreme Sprint Car Series with the world's fastest man, Jason Blonde, at least on pavement in a high-banked oval at Bristol. But he's fast. He'll be there along with Ryan Litt and all the other people over there at the Must-See Extreme Series. That's going to be a great show at Salem. It's Sunday afternoon this year, so you can catch a couple nights at Eldora and then go down to Salem on Sunday or wherever you're going all weekend, or make a nice little Indiana weekend of it, but a nice place to end up there. Or you can go out the Millstream on Sunday, too. So, I mean, that's just a sampling. That's like the highlights. Those are kind of like the big shows, the ones that are probably going to end up in our top rotation for the weekend. And that's just scratching the surface. So we're really starting to hit the meat of the season. And it's going to be interesting to see where cars go. And you know, how things shake out, and that's what's coming on. So I thought it'd be a little change for the latest dirt.
The latest
dirt. Looking forward instead of backwards. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Larry Bowes from Eldora Speedway join us. We're going to talk all things Eldora for a few minutes. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com. Stay tuned.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
It feels good to be back in the swing of things here in the studio, the Engine Pro Studios here in Wyoming, Michigan on a Tuesday night. Looking forward to a great weekend of racing. Don't forget race fans. The Oshawegan Speedway in Oshawegan, Ontario, Canada is preparing for Friday Night Thunder. Races coming up, the Corpac Sprint Cars, Lighthouse Tattoo Thunderstocks, HRW Automotive Mini Stocks, and the Pierced Part Bombers, say that three times fast, featured every Friday night. Season passes are available, along with reserved seats for Tuesday, July the 26th, featuring Tony Stewart, who happens to own Eldora Speedway, and taking on the rest of the Corpac Sprint Car regulars, and then Wednesday, July the 27th, the only appearance at Oshawegan in 2011 for the World of Outlaws. Also, Canadian Sprint Car Nationals tickets on sale. They're available 9 to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday by calling 888-720-7223. That's 888-720-7223. You can also visit them online, OshawegaSpeedway.com, for more information. Now, we're actually going to change things up a little bit. We're waiting for Larry Bowes to get out of the meeting. So we're going to bring on our interview from last week with Rex LeJune. Rex and I have known each other for a very long time. He's been at Attica Raceway Park since it reopened in the late 80s and around 88 or 89. And he's done a great job over there. He went, he left Attica. He did various traveling series. He was at Fremont for a little while, then was the competition director for the Gun Out series. Did that for a while, and then eventually wound up at Attica Raceway Park as the general manager there. Now, this was taped last week before the opener. This is the interview you're supposed to hear while we're thrashing around with cables and everything else around here, but some interesting things. Rex is a pretty straight shooter, one of the best guys I'll ever meet in the sport, and it's always fun to have him on, so I wanted to tape this interview, make sure we got him in. He talks about the Spring Nationals and other things coming up at Attica, so here's our interview with Rex LeJune.
No problem, glad to be on.
Well, you know, you've taken over the reins there at Attica now for a few years after doing just about every job in the racing business. How does running Attica Raceway Park day-to-day differ from some of the other things you've done in motorsports?
Well, for one thing, at least I'm kind of home, you know, most of the time. You know, I was on the road there for about 4 or 5 years, so it's good to, you know, be able to be home every day. And a lot of things that I've seen at other racetracks while I was on the road, you know, helped, you know, now with the job at Attica. So it was, you know, very helpful to get some experience there on the road and to put it to use now.
And how many years are you going on there at Attica?
Actually, this is going to be our 6th year already, believe it or not.
That seems like time is flying. Are you where you imagined you would be at the start at this point, or are you ahead of the game, or is there, do you wish you were a little further ahead?
Actually, after the first year, you know, it was you know, kind of a rough year getting things going. You know, we learned a lot the first year, and I think we've come a long way. John Boers, the owner, is you know, done just about everything that imaginable. A lot of people don't know him, but he's got a lot of good insight, a lot of good business sense. He's you know, owned his own business underground. No problem. Glad to be on.
Well, you know, you've taken over the reins there at Attica now for a few years after doing just about every job in the racing business. How does running Attica Raceway Park day-to-day differ from some of the other things you've done in motorsports?
Well, for one thing, at least I'm kind of home, you know, most of the time. You know, I was on the road there for about 4 or 5 years, so it's good to, you know, be able to be home every day. And a lot of things that I've seen at other racetracks while I was on the road, you know, helped, you know, now with the job at Attica. So it was, you know, very helpful to get some experience there on the road and to put it to use now.
And how many years are you going on there at Attica?
Actually, this is going to be our 6th year already, believe it or not.
That seems like time is flying. Are you where you imagined you would be at the start at this point, or are you ahead of the game, or is there, do you wish you were a little further ahead?
Actually, after the first year, you know, it was you know, kind of a rough year getting things going. You know, we learned a lot the first year, and I think we've come a long way. John Boers, the owner, is you know, done just about everything that imaginable. A lot of people don't know him, but he's got a lot of good insight, a lot of good business sense. He's you know, owned his own business underground utilities and put that in the racing arena, and I've learned a lot from him as far as the business aspect goes, and he's really got a heart for the fans and the race teams, believe it or not. And like I say, it's another sign that a lot of people don't know about him, but like I say, he's got a lot of great ideas, and you know, we keep adding things as we go, and like I say, you know, he's done a great job.
And, you know, he does kind of stay in the background, but he definitely lets you guys do your job, and things have really, I know when I've been out there, really have made a huge difference out there at Attica.
Oh, definitely. You know, like I say, he's, you know, has the ability to, you know, get the right equipment. You know, his expertise is, you know, more in the track prep situation, and he's, you know, brought a lot of good equipment in that's let the guys, you know, be able to go out there and work on the track in any condition and get the track ready to go each and every week. And like I say, over the most part, the track's been great, and like I say, they do a great job with that. And you know, that's kind of what he likes to do, is, you know, run around on the equipment and drive his late model, just kind of, you know, hang out in the pit area and let us do our own thing. And like I say, but ultimately, you know, he has a lot of insight and a lot of expertise, and you know, does everything that we need him to do, and he comes up with a lot of good ideas for us, and we put in practice.
And now, of course, the opener now pushed back to this week. Is that kind of a blessing in disguise? I know you want to hit that home run right off the bat, but with some of the weather we've had, was one more week necessarily a bad thing?
No, it wasn't last year. Actually, the first weekend we did get rained out the last Friday in March, and our opener was on Friday, April 2nd, and it was probably our biggest crowd we've had since we've been there. And like you say, you know, it was great, you know, like 82 degrees. We're not going to get that high this year, but like you say, we're definitely going to try to get Friday in. It's going to be a little cool, but, you know, with we're not getting last weekend at all. We, you know, we really want to get the first race of the year in, and like I say, it's going to be a little cool, but we're going to give it every effort, and today looks like a chance of a little bit of rain, so we're shooting for Friday right now.
And, you know, you guys kind of give the area their first taste of sprint car racing. How important is that at Attica Raceway Park to give everyone the first taste when you've got so much competition around you in racing?
Well, that's just one of the things that, we like to, hang our hat on, that we can be the first track around our area to open up. So, like I say, that's one of our goals, is to, to have the first race, and, we want to have it nice for the fans and for the race teams, and, have as good weather as possible. And like I say, it's nice to, be able to say that Attica has the first race in our area every year. And, like I say, and, we also, have the first appearance of the All-Stars in the northern part of the United States. So it's kind of nice to, have them two things to, build on and build your schedule around to begin the season.
And it's going to shift into that, of course, Spring Nationals and the World of Outlaws both coming up in the first 2 months of your season. So you have some of your bigger shows right on the front end.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Every show we have, we consider a big show with the top divisions that we run every week. But, we try to have one good special month. And like you say, after this weekend, hopefully get our season opener, and then we come back on April 8th and 9th with the HD Supply Spring Nationals. Now, Coors is not on board with that anymore. But, hopefully get both nights in with the All-Stars. And, our big special in May is the World of Outlaw Sprints come in on May 20th. And then we go into, June is our speed week. And once again, we're the first track, to kick off speed week. So again, we're first on the schedule for that one too.
Yeah, so old habits are hard to die sometimes. And I bet you even have to catch yourself once in a while on that one. But, some of the other things I wanted to look at with you, you mentioned your weekly program, a big show there every week. You run top flight sprint cars and late models every week there at Attica. A lot of tracks are scaling back, where you guys seem to bring in more quality all the time. You're integrating the trucks more and stuff. It seems like when so many tracks are cutting back, you guys are building fences and adding divisions and doing a lot of great things out there. Why? I mean, why, when all these other tracks are cutting back, why are you guys going bigger?
Well, I think that, again, goes back to John Boers. That's just his philosophy, and, it's all our philosophy is, a lot of places, for a lot of reasons aren't able to do that, and right now we're in a position to be able to do that, and, that's kind of the way we've approached it with our philosophy, is to, to keep the main division, our 410 sprints, for our weekly shows, and then we decided to bring in the super late models, the UMP late models, and add them to our weekly show, and like I say, our third division, if you want to call it that, is the 305 sprints, which could be a headline division at a lot of other racetracks, and then we bring the dirt trucks in every so often. So we just kind of took a different approach, and like I say, that it kind of works for us. It might not work for someone else, and someone else might nothing wrong with it, run the little bit lower paying divisions, and that works for them, so that's great too. And if you put it all together, it just makes a different variety of racing throughout the whole state. And like I say, that's just the approach we take, and it's been working, and other things work for other racetracks. You just got to kind of find what works for you best.
And of course, Mark Keegan's a big part of Attica history. A lot of the people associated with Mark got the track going again, and he's retired. And I noticed your season championship, I believe it is August 28th or close to it, you're having a Mark Keegan night.
Yeah, Mark decided this winter to retire from racing, and we're surely going to miss him and the X-Car, at Attica every week. And like you say, he was one of the original owners of Attica back in 1988, and he's the all-time career feature winner with 56 feature wins. And he decided to retire and talk to Mark, and of course his biggest victory in his career that we've talked about many times was the 1995 Speed Week finale when he beat Steve Kinser when he came back from NASCAR. And I asked Mark if he would like to have a race named after him, and a couple of the choices I thought of was, naming our Speed Week show, the Mark Keegan Classic, or the season championship night, kind of the Mark Keegan Classic. And I said, the championship night might be a little bit better because, Mark has helped not only 410 drivers, but, basically all divisions. He's helped drivers, and, we run all four divisions that night for our championship night. And so that kind of worked out to call it the Mark Keegan Classic, and he can just kind of be around, in all four divisions are racing, and then they can show their support for him, and want to win the first this year of the Mark Keegan Classic.
Now, Attica has a very high reputation running efficient programs, being a top-notch facility, and you were there when the track got going again, when Mark and his partnership and everyone got it going strong there in the late 80s. How important is it to you personally, since you were there from the beginning? Is there a little personal stake of keeping the level high there?
Oh, Oh, definitely. Yep. Like I say, the original owners, Eric Phillips and Mark and Larry Keegan and John Martin and Gene Frankert and them, they set the bar high, you know, and, like I say, you know, Attica really rose to the top the first, 4 or 5 years that it was open at that point. And, had a few different owners come in and nothing wrong with what they did. They kept it going. And then we came on board in 2006, and like I say, we just want to, you know, keep the reputation that Attica's had the last 22 years going, and just try to make it better each week. And like I say, you know, it all goes back to, you know, we got a great staff and they do a great job every week and know their job and do it well. And like I say, you know, they do a great job for us, and like I say, without them we couldn't do it either.
Anything new fans will notice this year when they walk in the gates?
Yeah, they're knows quite a bit. We did in the fall, you know, we closed kind of early, you know, Friday night track, and when football season starts, you know, high school football, you know, Ohio and some areas, you know, it's kind of hard to run against that with a lot of big specials in September. So Labor Day weekend, we usually close on Labor Day weekend, and so it gives us some time with good weather to, you know, do our improvements, because, you know, you don't get much of a springtime anymore to do it before we go racing. So we did a lot of painting on the fences, and we got some cement barriers in the back of the backstretch, and there's like 99 of them. We painted all them orange, black, and white, and kind of dressed them up a little bit. And a couple weeks ago, before our opener was supposed to be, we hauled in over 500 feet of soft walls off the new fence there in turns 3 and 4 in the push-off lane. So we added the soft walls this year, and another expense, that John Boris wanted to do to, you know, protect the race teams from getting any of the equipment hurt really bad if they hit that, and of course, you know, the safety of the drivers. So, like I said, it's one of the big additions that the race teams will see will be the soft walls.
And one thing I wanted to personally thank you and John for is that new fence you put up last year that got a lot of attention after Danny Smith's big accident there. A lot of tracks skimp on things like that, and you guys put up a high-quality fence that kept a lot of people safe in a really bad situation, and I personally want to thank you guys for that.
Yeah, definitely. That was, you might as well say it was a lifesaver, because that was a scary, you know, accident that Danny Smith went through. And like I say, sure glad that new fence was there and protected everybody, and it did its job. And hats off to our crew after that happened. You know, it was in, like, the third car out to qualify, and within a half hour, you know, with the Fremont Fence Company and Rich Farmer and some other ones came over and helped our crew get the fence back up. And within a half hour, we were ready to go back to qualifying. So they did a great job of that, and the fence sure did its job.
I would expect nothing less out of you guys. I figured it'd be 20 minutes.
Well, it could have been. I don't know.
Well, Rex, you know, you and I go way back, and I'm glad you guys are really finding success down there at Attica. It's something you deserve to do, and you've worked very hard throughout the years to get to be able to be the manager over there. And with John, you're doing a great job, and we look forward to seeing you a couple times this year.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot for having me on.
All right, thanks, Rex. That's Rex LeJune from Attica Raceway Park.
So that was last Friday with Rex LeJune. I mentioned I've known him probably for a better part of a couple decades now, and it's great what they're doing down there, and it's good that he took time out of his schedule. It was a crazy day that day. We were thrashing out computers, and we ran about 200 feet of new cable. I think over the 2 weeks we've been through all 200 feet of it to see where problems lied, and pulling sound cards out of computers. It's been crazy, but we've gotten through it, and Rex was good enough to tape that interview with us. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Larry Bowes on the line with us. We're going to talk things Eldora Speedway. You know, a lot of big things coming up there, including the big opening weekend race with the United States Auto Club, the UMP Modifieds, and the stock cars both nights now after last week's rainout. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Welcome back here to the Engine Pro Studios. I'd like to welcome one of our new sponsors on board, All-Star Performance. If you're looking for high-quality, affordable components for that next race winner, look no further than All-Star Performance, known as a worldwide as a manufacturer or supplier of high-quality products for all types of race cars, including open-wheel race cars. All-Star Performance firmly believes that a winning championships doesn't matter, or doesn't just happen, it doesn't matter. Winning involves hard work, selecting the best parts for the job, sticking to budget and dedication. All-Star Performance will see you in the winner's circle. It's good to have them on board. Good Michigan company coming on to support the Open Wheel Spectacular. Back here in the Engine Pro studio, still waiting on Larry Bowes. He's in a meeting with the Dark County Sheriff's Department getting things organized for the 2011 season. That's kind of important. We're not going to pull him away from that. So he's meeting with the Gestapo. Hopefully, I wonder if I'm patient, that'll help me speed through Dark County. Probably not. I'm guessing not. But, we mentioned we've been revamping the studio here. As you heard, we've restarted an interview once tonight. We cut in on that intro a little early. We have new software from our friends over on racesontheweb.com for Wayne Greenhoe. Hooked us up with some new broadcasting software. Well, it's not really new. We've had it for about a year. We just haven't taken the time to convert over to it. And we did as part of this conversion. And this place is kind of like running the space shuttle now. And it's pretty interesting. We have like two or three computers, a couple monitors, a phone system. This is a pretty serious operation. You guys wanted to listen to the show and wanted us to do it. So we went ahead and did that and made the investment in it. We still have a few things we're getting to be able to do our show on the road. We're going to maybe try this weekend to do some podcasting, but I don't think we're going to do a live road show this week. Simply because I don't think we have all the pieces in yet. We still have a couple of audio things we have to get to be able to do the show on the road like we did last year with our new equipment. But hopefully those will be in soon and we'll be able to do a road show because we enjoy those a lot. Hopefully by a little 500 at least. That would be a great one to do a morning show from, I believe. But that's coming right around the corner too. I mean, it's just all these big races in the spring. The month of May is not that far away. April is always kind of a funny month, though. There's a lot of big races. When you live in this area, in case you're listening out west or out east, we do have quite a few listeners out there. We're in Michigan. We're right in the middle of the deal. We're about 3 hours from about anything you'd ever want to see short of the West and East Coast Regional Series. And we even get the East Coast Regional Series in quite often by making a couple of drives. But right in the middle of it all, and it's a great thing, but it's also created some great problems. You have Attica and Eldora this weekend. You have Putnamville. You have Gas City. You have Lawrenceburg. All these great races happening on Friday and Saturday. And the scary thing is there's enough cars to provide full fields for all of these. I mean, it's not like we're watching two-barrel sprint cars either. I mean, these are, you know, full-blown deals and not to get on the people in Oklahoma. But, you know, I mean, we have the real deal up here, you know. And even the 305 teams, like running at Attica, so those are top-flight race teams. And it's a really neat deal, but it makes for some hard decisions for us. So when we decided to kind of cut out the announcing this year, we really wanted to look at, you know, the one of everything schedule. We wanted to see a little of everything. And the only things we're trying to squeeze in right now, I'm trying to get one of these USAC Regional Midget Series events in. We are going to go to the Power Eye show at Kokomo. An IRA show is still, we're trying to get one in. I still have to get an MSA Sprint Car show in Wisconsin in too, and a Badger Midget show. I don't know if those are going to happen this year, but we have a lot of things on our plate. And we're not going to see any one thing more than two or three times, which is kind of neat. I mean, we're really going to have a lot of variety. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be hard because it's not going to be a regular beat for me. And in the years past, we've gone to Gassy a lot. We've done the sod announcing deal. We've, you know, Eldor has always been a cornerstone. Attica, Fremont. We went to Fremont a lot for a while. You know, we've always had some basis of where we've always been. And this year we're really going to bounce around a lot. And it's going to be really interesting to see how it translates to the website and some of the new technologies like Twitter and Twitter. You know, we're big Twitter users. We haven't been much over the winter, but there wasn't much really to tweet about. And, you know, we're more at the track tweeters. And, if you haven't got our Twitter account at TJ Slideways, you're going to want to follow it this year. I think we're going to have some really neat things. It's not just going to be race results. We're going to try to bring you some insight from the track. Of course, you know, when we do the Little 500, I still say we have the best Twitter on the Little 500 of anybody, and we actually had to use two Twitter accounts to make it happen last year because we overloaded one of them. We're going to try to pace our tweets a bit more this year. Maybe do some more Facebook updating with that too. Might be able to pile in some more updates on there, but we'll try to link something up and get that going. But you know, I don't think we'll see much tweeting from Eldora. Our phones usually don't work too well from there, and more behind the scenes stuff there. But when we really get into next week, whatever USAC race we decide to attend next week, that's still kind of up in the air which one we might go to. You're going to see a little more tweeting and stuff. Mudcloud Bob has his tweet, you know, Twitter action going on. And, heck, it's still kind of up in the air where we're going this weekend. We're still watching the weather. Really, I'd like to get an Attica and an Eldora in. It, you know, it just depends on how everything shakes down. And you look at, there's interesting entries at both events. At Eldora, you've got Johnny Mackeson, who said he's coming. USAC officials let us know Maxson's pre-entered for both nights. He has a lot of winged experience there. Don't discount him. He runs well without the wing. And Brady Bacon's coming up from Oklahoma. You have some different guys coming into there. Where at the same time, Attica, you're going to have your strong, Fremont Attica regulars, the all-star drivers, the Midwest all-star drivers. Pile on some World of Outlaw teams on that. And who knows who else might show up because tracks aren't open yet. Maybe a Stevie Smith Invader or something like that. You know, maybe a McCarl or someone like that. And you look at that, and man, you have to pick between. They're both about the same distance from the Slideway studio here. It's like, man. And I know there's people probably in the middle of nowhere, or, you know, not as far as Sprint Car Siberia goes, wondering, why are you complaining about this? And it is a good problem to have. And I usually don't gripe about it too much. But, hey, you know, so it's pretty decent to have that problem, and it's a pretty neat deal. So it looks like we're just about ready to go, Larry, so we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to try to get Larry Bowes on the line. I'm sure he is. From last I heard, he was meeting with the sheriff's deputies. He was sweeping the grandstands, flagging a kart race, and also announcing over the PA system, get tested at Eldora all at once. And if you know Larry, you find that really funny. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Larry Bowes. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
My next guest has finally been freed up from his meeting, and we're really glad that he's made time off his very busy schedule. Well, I mean busy. This guy's busy. He announces scores. His day job at Eldora. He has the Little Eldora Speedway. I think he promotes about 15 indoor kart races, and I don't know what else you're up to, Larry Bowes, but do you even sleep?
Oh, yeah, we always take time for that. Sleep and eat, that's our two favorite things.
So, first of all, I had someone email me today wanting to know how you're feeling. You had a little health scare. We can't lose you this soon, and you went in the hospital for a little bit. How are you doing personally?
Oh, doing great. It was a little bit of a unsuspecting setback, and it was an eye-opener, and it just kind of really made me feel good to know that there's that many people in the world that really even care about me. But that's what carried me through. Just everybody getting in touch with me when I had the little episode. But it was a setback and just a realization that I need to, you know, watch what I do. But I feel great. The medicine is doing its job, and back working the hours and trying to give everybody the best experience we can with the racing venues that we participate in.
Yeah, I was just going to say, with Eldora, I was talking about this with some other friends that are in the business of promoting and stuff. With Eldora, it's like another short track in a lot of ways, but because of the reputation size, it opens doors for you that you might not see with another facility, but at the same time, there's a lot of other pressures that you don't have with another facility, isn't there, when you have when you have something with such a reputation?
It is. It creates, it really puts the burden on you that, you know, you've got the expectations of everybody coming in to enjoy what we kind of have coined, actually Tony created it for us, the Eldora experience. And, you know, you hit it on the head. We're so much like every other short track, and we present the racing and everything else, but you come to Eldora, and it is an experience, and it's like a little city, and that's actually what we're meeting with tonight was the Dark County Sheriff's, because the experience in some proportions has grown out of control, and it's like anything, whether it be a hockey game, a basketball game, a little league game, or whatever. There's a few bad apples that ruin it for everybody, and this is what we're trying to address, is how do we hit the issue head-on without affecting the Eldora experience? And with the Eldora experience and the visibility of Eldora is we're kind of like the bullseye. We're the key target that everybody looks at, and if we do something wrong, we just get chastised, and it makes it difficult because you have to weigh everything that you do, and it's, difficult is the key word.
Yeah, and I've seen it behind the scenes. The press box is right next to the operations center there at Eldora up in the tower, and, you kind of get a feel for what's going on there and stuff. And what I've noticed is, just like any other short track, any other good, short track in the world, you guys really take to heart what you guys do there. You take it very personally, and that's why I think, you know, people maybe, you know, this is just my opinion, were a little hard on you after last spring. I mean, it could have happened anywhere, but you guys pulled through it, and I think you ended last year really well.
Well, the thing is, you hit a situation head on. You have to, and when you're visible, you know that you're going to be attacked. It's no different than like the President of the United States. He's visible, and he does get attacked. And everything that Eldor does, we get attacked, but we don't run from it. You know, the debacle of last year, it was horrible. We took a black eye, but we came out to the media, and you know, we addressed it. Last week we canceled, and, you know, we get chastised at other racetracks and ridiculed that we're not racing this weekend because of the weather. It was a business decision that we had to make based upon the forecast, and at 4:30 it was raining here at Eldora Speedway, so it worked out that, you know, we made the right call. But in today, it's not like before. It really isn't. It's a business. It's a business to everybody. And now, with the high cost of gasoline and travel and everything, it's become a business to the race fans. And we want it to be fun, but we also want it to be affordable, knowing that the decisions that we make today and tomorrow are going to have a effect on what's going to happen in July and August. So it's very tough. And and no offense, but with the message boards and the websites and everything, we've become more of a mobile society. We've become an instant society, where before you had to wait a week to read something bad about Eldora and a letter to the editor in a trade paper. You can read it as it's happening, and whether it be Eldora or Attica or Fremont or Moeller or Butler, anywhere. I mean, we are very, very current, and with text phones and everything, anything that happens fast. Bad news seems to spread faster than good news.
And I know, you know, when something like that happens with you, nobody took it harder than you, probably. You know, when you have a situation like that, you guys take it so personally. And, you know, that's one reason that I wasn't as quick to jump on it, because it was like, you know, it could have happened to anybody, and it just happened to a very visible target.
We do take it personally, because just about to a T, anybody that works at Eldora Speedway, sure, it's a full-time job for me and Jonathan and Chad and a few of us, but it's also a love. I mean, we love this place, and we do take it to heart. I mean, it'd be like somebody went to you and said, TJ, I went to your website, and it stunk. Why did you do that? That was the most ridiculous thing you ever did. You know, you didn't do it with the intention of trying to do something wrong. You did it because it was an idea that you thought was good at the time, and it would be for the betterment of everybody. But you learn from it, and that's what we try to do. Is we get hurt by it, and anybody does, whether it's Rex or anybody. You know, nobody likes a black eye, and if we can bounce back from it and consider it as a learning experience, then we feel so much better.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? When you have passion with it, you pull through, and you guys did. And here we are this year, and we're ready to start with a brand new year. So enough of that. Let's talk about what there is to get excited about this year. You guys have a online ticketing system, and I had a question. Actually, walking around, someone at work knew that I was going to have you on the show, and they go to Eldora. So they wanted to ask me, how is the online ticketing going to change the reserve seating for this year?
Well, it's actually going to be better for the people. It's not a must. You don't have to do it. It's an option, and it's there. If you have a favorite seat that you want, in the past, years ago when Earl was here, sure, you called up Star or called up Burrow and said, hey, I'm coming to the races, hold me a seat. They held a seat. That's a lot of administration, a lot of paperwork. And then last year the last couple of years, we just kind of did a thing, hey, send us $2 for the reserve seat fee, and we'll hold your seat for you. A lot of paperwork, and people didn't show up, or they were buying 20 seats to sit two people in there, taking away good seats from other people. So we basically have just said it's no different than a theater or a basketball game or something like that. The seats are there. If you know the seat that you want, you can buy it, and it's there. It'll be waiting for you at the will call window. And the neat thing that we have at Eldora is we pride ourselves in our reputation. If the event gets rained out, your money will be mailed back to you, and there's no questions about that. So it's not really it's a convenience, but it's a change. With any change, you know, it creates a little bit of uncertainty and maybe some controversy. But the online system is great. The Prelude tickets went on sale yesterday. sold many, many thousands of tickets. I mean, I can just tell you, well over 6,000 tickets in a six-hour period to 36 states, Canada, and Australia. And it went flawless. People could go online, see the seating, see what was available, pick their seats. And unless they gave the wrong credit card information, the system proved its weight in gold. And we got that system through the World of Outlaws. It's the Ticket Force system, and it's probably the best thing the World of Outlaws have ever introduced to us, and we encourage every racetrack to look at it. So, but to answer your question, how is it going to affect anything? It's not. It's just a change, and with change creates the talk.
No, it sounds like a good deal to me. And I saw pictures. You guys had people lined up outside your office ready for tickets for that. That's crazy.
There's storm warnings, and right, race fans, God love them. They're a hardy breed, and they're a passionate breed. And, yeah, they stood out in the rain with their umbrellas and the wind and everything and bought their tickets. And a little of them, some of them disgruntled. They thought by coming here they'd get the best seats. You know, the thing is, when you come here, we're online just like if we're sitting in your house. We have to go online and purchase the seats as well. All we're doing is the work for you. So the online worked out very well for us.
And some more enhancements I saw to the Eldora experience. I like this little coin phrase. This weekend, one of the things you're doing, you're opening up the pit area on Saturday for an hour. I know you tried this a couple years ago, and I guess it's proven to be very popular because you continue to do it.
Yeah, we copied. Everything that we do is something that we copy from another racetrack or, you know, other racetracks copy from us. I mean, that's great. But Sharon Speedway had done it for a long time, and so we kind of copied that idea. But, yeah, on Saturday from 4 to 5, we're going to have the opportunity for everybody that has a general admission ticket to cross Eldora Speedway, go down into the pit area. And I tell you, TJ, just Jonathan noticed this, and it just really caught my eye. Stand down there at the flag stand as these people cross. And we're very proud of Eldora and the image that it has, and that's why you said earlier we take things personally. But to watch people when they cross and step foot on the racetrack, it's like, oh, my God, I'm on the front stretch of Eldora Speedway. That is almost as important to some people as it is to going down and meeting the drivers. And then now they do have the opportunity. It's so neat, the first race of the year, the first USAC race of the year in this area, so many driver changes, car paint schemes, change, well, nothing's paint anymore. Vinyl schemes are different. Just the opportunity to go down and talk, and Donnie Schatz, who, you know, God love him, but has the personality sometimes of a snail, he even come up to me and says, Larry, this is the greatest thing you guys have ever done, because the start of the night, we're all happy. We don't have any grudges. We're not mad at each other. We're not in a hurry to get out of here. And the drivers, they're willing to talk to the fans and, you know, open up and talk to the kids and put kids in their cars and everything else. They're comfortable. And so it's a new comfort zone. And, yeah, it's something that I'd like to see more and more tracks do.
Yeah, I think it's a really neat idea. I remember the first time we did it, I was there, and just the influx of people, they almost looked bewildered, like, we get to come down here now. And it turned out to be a really good deal. I also saw on the website, you guys do a great job through the Facebook and everything, keep everyone updated. But some new things that fans are going to see. You renovated the concession stands. What other new things might fans see when they walk into the facility this year?
Well, you know, it's a lot of the stuff is going to be the unseen stuff. Over the years, Tony's he's got a heck of a capital improvement program here at Eldora Speedway, but this is the year it's just continuing some of the little things, like improving the tiling so that, you know, when it does rain, we can go racing, working on the floors in the concession stands, replacing them, putting in more concrete in the pits for the drivers. It's not going to be a major thing. It's just going to be a kind of a thing to make the flow better and to just make things a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, it's always nice. Sometimes those are the things that make the biggest improvements, though, especially when we talk about tiling and stuff when you can go racing. Fans might not notice that until they get to the racetrack and realize all the farm fields around them are underwater and you guys are racing.
Yeah, you talk about the power of the website and the Facebook and everything. The horrendous storms that we had here a month or so ago, Jonathan puts on the website and Facebook pictures of the floods. They were right up to, the Love Tunnel was completely underwater, and it was up to the pit concessions and everything. And everywhere we've gone this spring is, oh, are you going to be ready? Are you going to be ready? That water was gone the next day, and that's how quick the tile can take everything around here. And the historical big one a couple years ago, a storm had come in on a Thursday night, washed out the All-Star Show, and completely flooded the infield and then raced the next night. So if anybody were to take an x-ray of Eldora Speedway and look at the tile, it would be amazing.
I was going to say, it has to be like that. I mean, there's not exactly rolling hills around where you guys are, so you have to do something with it. And you do have a great system there, and you know, it's always amazes me how much rain that place can take, and always get races in, and a lot of neat things on the schedule this year. A couple things I noticed, you're going to do a couple more of those non-sanctioned, non-winning sprint car shows, but one in particular drew my attention. This is going to be my pick for the sleeper show of the year at Eldora. If you want to go see what might end up being the best night of open wheel racing there, it might be that NRA non-wing sprint car doubleheader.
Yeah, that's going to be a tremendous event, July 30th, I believe it is, this year, and it's going to be a Napa Auto Parts Nights with the non-winged Road to the Hewitt Classic Series and the NRA Sprint Invaders. Two groups of cars that just don't get the due. They just don't get the justice that they deserve. And by that I mean it's when you just want to take that timing clock and throw it away because, no, they're not doing the 12-second laps and you're not saying it's the world's fastest half-mile oval and all that kind of stuff. But what you are seeing are two classes of cars that will go out there and literally run from top to bottom, three and four grooves. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's a racetrack, and we promote racing, and it's not necessarily all about speed. You come to see a race, and those two divisions, you know, you may have hit the nail on the head. That could very well be the sleeper, second only to the Four Crown. That is the best guarded secret in racing. It's the most tremendous weekend of racing, and we just don't get the people for that we really should.
Yeah, you know, that always just that baffles me too when you brought that up to me. I think it's probably the most fan-friendly weekend at Eldora you'll ever have. It's, in my opinion, the best camping race because of the weather. It's not 100 degrees. You're not sweating to death. You're not freezing to death normally either. It's good temperature. 2 days of great racing. There's lots of fan interactivity, especially on Saturday afternoon. You have the vintage cars now. And even when it was 3 days or, you know, whatever format it's always been, I agree with you. And I don't know what it will take to get people to come out there, but I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah, it's a tremendous and the huge autograph session we have and everything. It's a great weekend, but you know, it's going to be a trying year for everybody. We've all got our work cut out for us. You know, I was reassured this weekend. I went down to North Vernon and watched the non-wing sprint show down there, and the C48 sprint cars show up. It was great, and they had a hearty bunch of fans there. And so we saw some good racing in Florida, some nice crowds down there. So the neat thing about racing, I think it goes back to what I said earlier. It's a fraternity, and you know, the people will go out and support it. And our biggest thing here at Eldora is, you know, we're not the only fish in the sea. We are a racetrack amongst the 1,000 or so in the United States. And what we always say is, if you can't get to Eldora, at least get to a racetrack and keep racing going, because, no one track is going to survive by itself. And we're blessed in the state of Ohio. We all pretty much do work together. We kid each other, but Rex and Rich up there at Attica and Fremont work well with us. The Molars down there, Jeff Schrader over at KC. You know, we all know that we're in this together, and we all have our little pet peeves, and we like to ride each other. But the neat thing is we know that we are all doing the common thing, and that is to salvage and, you know, keep racing going and prospering. And you know, and it's great to see the northern tracks back off when we have the World of Outlaw shows. And if we can do anything to promote them, you know, that's what we're here for, not to get on the PA system and cut them down or anything like that. And you know, if they've got major events, we'll promote them. We invite them to come up on the PA and talk. So it's the camaraderie, and it's a fraternity, not only amongst the fans, but amongst the track operators.
And that's one of the cool things about the Eldora experience. I always joke it's from when you show up to when you leave. When you show up, it's the sound of the cars warming up. There's no other place like it. You walk in, you see the cars. When there's downtime, especially at a big race, you'll never know who you hear on the PA. You'll hear a promoter maybe from across the country that flew in, or, you know, maybe one of Tony Stewart's buddies will be on the microphone or something. In the downtime, there's always been people there and entertainment. And, you know, it just kind of goes back to Earl's, vision, you know, when you look at it. He was in the entertainment business. And I still say, you know, that part of it still reigns true even with the new regime here where, it's racing and it's also entertainment.
Right, it is, and just the attention span of people today is so short, and the advent of the video board here at Eldora Speedway, Jonathan's just doing a fantastic job with that, and we're going to see some more improvements with that, and I can't let the cat out of the bag on that, but that's going to be a never-ending project that's going to open a whole lot of new doors and experiences at Eldora, and it really allows the drivers to kind of put their chest out a little bit too, because when they get up on that board, it's just like being on the big screen, and they have to be on their P's and Q's now, because they know Big Brother's watching them, and if they screw up, it could be up there for everybody to see. So it's created a whole new element, and it's just the thing that I love about Eldora is just watching when new people come in, and with it being down in the bowl, you know, they walk in, they can't really see anything until they come in the gate, and then it's wow, they've seen it, and it's so different. I totally enjoyed all my years at Sandusky. From 1978 to 89, Sandusky Speedway was my love, and I thought I'd never be anywhere but Sandusky, and my super modified friends and everything, and toyed around at Fremont and Oakshade and everything, but to say that you work at Eldora, it's quite an honor, and it just makes you have to work all the harder to live up to that honor, and everybody that works here feels that way, and it's with pride that we're able to try to do what we do.
And, of course, this Friday and Saturday, the USAC Sprint cars, plus the modified Gen Stock cars, make sure to stick around and see them, because, you know, they're great shows, too.
Yeah, don't interrupt you on this one, TJ, but I do want to get out. Just try to assure the USAC fans, right away, I'm sure someone said, oh, no, they canceled, and now we're running triple header each night instead of a double header. We are going to cater the show towards the USAC program, and our support divisions know that. Basically, we're going to put the USAC program first and foremost. Basically, by that, I mean we're going to hop and qualify them, start off with their heats, run one of our support division heats, and then go right into the USAC B main, another support division heats, and then go into the USAC A main. Now, what that does mean is you won't be able to get down in the pits right afterwards to go see the cars, and that's why we're doing the pit party. But, you know, we just want to let our USAC fraternity know that, we are going to try to get their program in and out in the event that the weather does turn a little bit chilly.
Yeah, and one thing I you made me think of, not to drag this out, but another question. One thing I do notice is you, through every division, no matter what it is, you're always able to keep the show moving along. What do you have to do to your teams to get them to do that? You've been very successful, whether it's at Eldora, the karting, or whatever. How do you have to approach that? You see a lot of people where they're maybe too nice, or maybe they're too much on the screaming side. Where do you strike that balance to where you get that urgency in the teams to go, hey, we need to keep this moving along, but not come off like a jerk?
Well, I do that often, but it's all communication, reputation, and doing what you mean and mean what you do. And they know that Eldora Speedway, and I don't like to toss out names, but whether you're ABC or EFG, you're going to get treated the same. Whether you're a stock car or whether you're a modified, we're going to try to treat you all the same. And whatever rule is at Eldora Speedway, it's a rule that's going to be announced, it's going to be communicated, and it's going to be enforced. And Earl laid the law down, and we were very fortunate. I was very fortunate for the years working with Earl that the people trusted me as they trusted Earl, and they just know that what we say, it's going to happen. And you're right. We carry that up to Fort Wayne, to the indoor race, everywhere we go. And you know, it makes people mad at that time. I have so many people say, oh, that Larry, I'm never going to race there again. Then they go to another track, and they sit there for 14 hours or something like that, and they say, oh, I wish Larry was here. You know, it's not Larry. It's the whole team. I just happen to be the one that's in charge of it. But, no, it's communication, enforcement, and understanding.
And, I'm always fascinated with the promoter show and manager side of this and what makes good tracks run. And that's why I like asking questions like this, take a little different angle, so the fans can kind of get a perspective on what it takes to do this. So Friday, Saturday, EldoraSpeedway.com. Go get your tickets online, Larry. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Wish you the best of luck this year. And we'll probably have you on right before the Kings Royal.
Yeah, but it's going to be a great year. We appreciate everything that all the media does for us, and we appreciate the race fans. And you're right, EldoraSpeedway.com, anything you need to know, it's right there. And head on down. It's going to be a great weekend of racing. It's going to be a week, and we have to recover from last year, and we know that. The pressure is on us, and we're ready to accept it.
All righty. Well, I think they're going to do a great job. They pour their hearts into it just as much as anybody else, or more than anyone I know in the business. And I didn't mean to, corny with the tough questions, but I wanted that passion to come across so the fans could realize what they're in store for through this weekend. Larry Bowes, thank you for joining us, and we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you for listening this week. We'll be back next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Good night.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesonthewebb.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next week for your open wheel racing fix.